and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What can you hear? Can you hear things,
yes,
Kayla?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry, I didn't have my headphones on.
Hi, guys. You're listening to WMFO
Medford. WMFO
Medford. This is our first show of the semester. This is Black Stripe and White Keys. We used to have a show at Monday morning, 2 a.m., but now we decided to do it in the middle of the day because our sleep was suffering.
Yeah, so we're going to have a show at 4 p.m. every Sunday, Black Stripes or White Keys.
We're glad you're listening. So basically, our show is mostly indie rock and just some basic rock music. That was just the Smiths, alternative, you know.
If you stay tuned, we have a fun segment called Conspiracy Crackdown, where we crack down on conspiracies.
Obviously.
Yeah, our names are Trisha and...
I'm Kayla.
Yeah.
So our next tune for you is...
Crying Lightning by the Arctic Monkeys. Because who doesn't want to cry lightning? I do. All right.
Same.
Attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was twisted of the strange and twisted and deranged. And I love that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. Little game you had called.
Best friends cruising down West End Street, hiding from cops and driving circles around the block all week. Now all of my friends died out on West End Street. They say we're born to die young, but we're just trying to live in peace. So maybe heaven is a ghetto with no bad blood. Shangri-La dealers at the bus stop, and maybe God is just a cop that we can fast talk. So if you're guilty and you know it, put your hands up, 'cause karma's just a different word for bad luck. And what if death is just another pair of handcuffs? Then we better run. Went crazy on LSD, sailing the cars through the big bright city streets. And everyone knows our name, says that we ever gonna change. They say we're born to die young, but we're trying to find a better way. They say we're born to die young, but we're trying to find a better way. Maybe heaven is a ghetto with no bad blocks, Shangri-La dealers at the bus stop, and maybe God is just a cop that we can fast talk. So if you're guilty and you know,
32 years old tomorrow and I feel half completely alive and half completely dead.
Day after day, they say we're born to die young, no one's gonna find a better way. Maybe heaven is a ghetto with no bad blocks, Shangri-La dealers at the bus stop, and maybe God is just a cop that we can fast talk. So if you're guilty and you know it, put your hands up, 'cause karma's just a different word for bad luck. And what if death is just another pair of handcuffs? Then you better run.
That was Fast Talk by Houses, a song that I'm really, really loving. And now we're going to get back to you with some Kings of Leon. Here's Pyro.
I won't ever be your cornerstone.
we're back. Yeah. So that was Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had some other song. That one song was called, before that, was called Your Best American Girl. She was actually in Boston.
Oh.
A couple months ago. Mitski.
I like how everyone comes to Boston. I like it here.
No, it's only a major city.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might go see the Kooks in February.
Oh,
I will.
Yes.
Hopefully you can.
I think I'll just switch my lap around so we can go.
Good.
Yeah, we like...
I'm sure you'd rather go see the Kooks and do comp sci lab.
Actually, I really like comp sci labs, but I really like the Kooks too. And, you know, we have to continue our going to concerts together tradition, and I really like it.
Yeah, we have to report it on Black Stripes or White
Keys. Yeah, we'll tell you about it, how it goes.
We definitely will.
Like you care.
We have some couple more tunes for you, and then we're going to... do our PSA and probably our conspiracy crackdown, because we're almost at half hour in, you know?
Yeah, so I figured for our next song, you know, since we are the Black Stripes or White Keys, we'd play something by the Black Keys, from which we get half of our name.
To act and write a sorrow tea. you may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Rain down our weed, build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La la la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. The mirror's grim me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Breeze blocks.
That's like one of our favorite songs, and I feel like we just could not start the semester without that.
Yeah, we joke about it all the time. Do you know?
Oh, where the mountain go?
They go along the tank. Nah, 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 nah.
You're welcome.
Hey, we're back. I guess you're gonna do your PSA.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the PSA. We have one called Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. So all you vegans and vegetarians, look up Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO member Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you very much.
I wonder if that's still a thing. You know, whenever I read these PSAs, I don't know how old they are, so I can't tell if like everything is still in existence. But I hope they're still in existence. That sounds like a good
Yeah,
cause.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah,
I'm
like civil disobedience, man. I feel it.
Well, some of them say no kill as in like they're forever a thing. Some of them are
no kill.
Sometimes go away, I guess. I guess they take out the other ones. We should really ask people.
Some of them say no kill, and then some don't in the corner. And I don't really know what no kill means. Does that mean that...
That means that, like, they don't take it out, I think, because a PSA is always relevant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the ones that, like, walking is good exercise. I think that one's no kill. By the way, walking is good exercise.
This one says no kill, so I guess Food Not Bombs is still out there. Look it up.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's time for... Conspiracy Crackdown. So today we're going to be talking about the Flat Earth theory.
We talked about Hollow Earth, we're on to Flat Earth.
Yeah, we talked about Hollow Earth last semester. For, I guess the summary of Hollow Earth is that it's a theory that the Earth is like hollow and
self-explanatory.
There could be things like in the inside of the Earth, like no one knows.
Like Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, like the center of the Earth might just have like some crazy stuff in it, and like I really
don't buy that theory. Like I really think the Earth is just kind of like molten iron and stuff in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, today we're talking about Flat Earth, and you know, I was looking for like facts about Flat Earth, and so I decided to go to the source. So today we're on the Flat Earth Society website. That's our source.
Straight to the source.
And they yeah, and they have a list of frequently asked questions with answers. The first one is, are you serious? Flat Earth Society replies, yes.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? And so they answer a lot of questions people have, because naturally a lot of people are like, well, how can you believe that the Earth isn't flat? So, I mean, is flat, yeah. So, I'm not really sure which questions on here are the best, but this one I found kind of interesting here. Frequently asked questions, what is gravity? Flat Earth Society response, gravity as a theory is false. Objects simply fall. In the Flat Earth community, there are several theories as to why this happens. Some attempt to explain this with the use of mechanics like electromagnetism, density, or pressure. Others make use of traditional mathematics, such as the infinite plane model, and others a new look at the problem, such as the non-Euclidean model. What is certain is sphere Earth gravity is not tenable in any way, shape, or form.
That was a very complicated but offhand answer, and didn't really answer the question.
Flat Earth, yeah.
Well, it kind of did answer the question, but it didn't. I mean, I guess the person didn't ask if they think that gravity's fake, and they said that. But
this one sounded like a flat earther who just wanted like answers for their doubts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What's another good one? What about astronauts? Flat earthers respond. Most flat earthers think astronauts have been bribed or coerced into their testimonies. Some believe they have been fooled or are mistaken.
That's another conspiracy we can talk about. We can talk about the moon landing.
Yeah.
You know how they say that in the video you can see a string that looks like it was made.
I'm loving.
We can also
like,
play the Red Hot Chili Peppers song too, because. Isn't the ones, I don't remember which one it is, but there's one where it said that something fabricated in a Hollywood basement, and I'm like...
Was that the moon landing?
Yeah. I don't know, but that's what I think of when I hear that song.
Yeah. I love how these conspiracy theories are, like, connecting and, like, forming
a
giant
Dawson
conspiracy.
Came out with some more of his conspiracy videos, so I think I should watch that. But the thing is, they used to be short, and now when he posts conspiracy videos, they're, like, 40 minutes, and I gotta watch in installments, you know? And I'm like, this is a commitment, and I don't know if I can do it. But you know what? I'll do it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can tag team on it. Like, you watch one, I'll watch one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had a flat earther on once.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Flat Earth.
I don't know if it was a legit flat earther, if it was just someone he knew that knew
people
really
who,
well.
Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of, like, the actual flat earthers are kind of, like, underground with their views because, like...
People would think they're crazy.
They don't,
they,
yeah.
You know, they kind of are, so...
Because, wow, judgment on the show. I will...
I didn't say I had to be nice about these things. I just said that we were going to talk...
I'll have you know that the Flat Earth Society answers the question, why would people lie about the shape of the Earth? As in, like, the circle.
Honestly,
people.
Honestly, I understand their answer that they're going to say is because the government lies about a lot of things.
Well, they said that they may have lied, that people may lie to maintain legitimacy because the government kind of wants to hold on to, like, what they've been saying. Because
the government has no legitimacy.
They said, well, it says here that they couldn't reach the moon due to the flatness of the Earth, so they faked the moon landing. And so that's why people lie about the shape of the Earth, because the Earth is flat and, like, they just found out. Or to hide the truth of the Bible. We're not going to comment on that one. And to gain money, power and money.
Okay. But here's my deal.
Yeah?
So if they think the Earth is flat, do they think that the Earth is two-dimensional? That's not possible. We live in a three-dimensional world.
You know what I want to know is what's
on... I want to know, is it, or do they just think it's some landmass that is three-dimensional, but it's just not a sphere? So what do they think we are? A rectangular prism?
Like a rectangular prism.
Yeah, this doesn't make sense. Like, the Earth isn't two-dimensional because, you know, this is an object that
Well, it's like a three-dimensional thing, but, like, yeah, the bottom's flat.
Yeah, so, like, a rectangular prism.
But, like, what's on the underside of the Earth? I guess nothing, because gravity doesn't exist in flat Earth theory, so, like, nothing would stick to the underneath of the Earth.
So we're just...
So wouldn't the Earth just be, like, crumbling into space?
Okay, these people are just dumb. Because, like, if you just think of basic astronomy, nothing in space can orbit if it's not a sphere.
So it's not a sphere.
Yeah. I mean, okay,
well,
wait.
They don't believe in gravity.
Yeah, I mean, like, gravity. Things can turn into disks. But they never stay a disc for the entire, like, lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Big Bang for Humankind for teaching me that stars collapse.
Stars collapse. Stars collapse sounds like a good band name.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yes. Don't stars no one collapse. Steal that. Stars collapse.
Or like our new show name in like 20 years. When we're still doing that.
We're still here. Yeah, stars collapse into kind of a disk, and then they re-expand again into a sphere. So, I mean, I bet you that collapsing is probably a good, like, million or so years. But still.
Stars collapse into a
disk,
and then they
re-expand
again. That sounds like the title of a Car Seat Headrest song. Stars collapse into disk, and then they re-expand again. Sorry, okay, we're going to play more music for you, and then we're going to be back. We're going to say
rant about this.
So the next song we've got for you is Fire, by Casbian. So, yeah, goodbye.
Shake me tonight, I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fire, I'm an easy brother. I'm on fire. I'm a road runner. Spill my guts on the wheel. I wanna taste, but I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
That was Supersonic by Oasis.
And Fire by Caspian. What we were saying was that we think that the guy from the Caspian band sounds a little bit like Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he did a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, we were also talking about how I finally watched the Supersonic documentary. And, you know, it's like 2 hours long. But Trisha's like, it's 4 hours long. I'm like, it's not 4 hours long. It's 2 hours long. Which is still long for a documentary. But still. But apparently, was there really an editor's cut?
I feel, okay, I tried to look. I didn't say, it said, like, we might be making a director's cut in 2016, and I didn't find any information
later. Well, it's 2019, honey. I don't think it's here.
I don't know. I feel like the one I watched was 4 hours. I really feel like it was.
What if you just paused it so many times that it was 4 hours?
That's also possible.
That's true. Because it was 2 hours. Like,
I promise
it was 2 hours. But it was good. It was good. They're really funny and full of themselves. And I kind of hate them for that, but I love their music so much that it kind of, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Their egos are so huge.
And, like, I feel like when you were a thing in the past, like, you're allowed to
Yeah, like, they were really only good for those two albums. And then after that, it kind of just started slowly going downhill. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? We still love them.
Yeah, we still love you, Oasis.
Yeah.
It's like someone still loves you, Boris Yeltsin, the band or whatever. We still love you, Oasis. Yeah.
That's great. Boris Yeltsin.
Someone still loves you, Oasis. Actually, I feel like that's obvious because Oasis is widely loved. Yeah.
It kind of is. They're kind of like Britpop.
They're very widely loved. All right, guys, here's Wonderwall. No. What were we talking
about? We were talking about she was still reading flat earth questions.
I've been reading the flat earth questions for like the last like 20 minutes. And one of the things that the frequently asked questions is, dear Flat Earth Society, is there an end to the Earth? And they responded by saying, no, the Earth is like infinitely flat, and that like there is no end to the Earth. Does that mean like the Earth is like the whole universe? Like, I don't know. Like, the Earth is just everything.
Maybe that's their explanation for why everything doesn't seem like it ends, because it's a sphere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you just kept walking, the Earth wouldn't end. But, you know, if you kept walking, you would come back to where you began.
Yeah. Like, I want to know how they explain the fact that, like, you can get from, like, California to Japan.
Haven't they seen around the world in 80 days?
It's fake.
Fake news.
Fake news. Hey, guys.
But, yeah, that's our discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go watch Oasis Supersonic.
I'm feeling
super I promise
sonic.
It's not a waste of 2 hours.
Or four.
Or four.
It's probably 2 hours. I looked it up and the internet said it was 2 hours. And
but
I don't know what was going on.
The internet said that if they didn't cut any material, it could be 7 hours.
Yeah, that is what the
Which
director
is very
said.
Long.
That guy must have
spent a lot of time with Oasis, is all I'm saying. Which, I don't know if that's good for you, because they did a lot of, you know, like, drugs and stuff.
Yeah, like fights and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, they
the
fought
fights
all
were
the time.
Like the best part of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tension was just
with the British accent,
the sibling tension, the band tension, that one guy who was like, I'm leaving, like,
and they just dropped the f-bomb every other word.
Yeah, which we can't
do,
sadly,
but I can't. You're not allowed to do that
for the, yeah, we're gonna, last semester we played some explicit music. This semester we're gonna keep it clean,
because
it was at 2 a.m obviously.
If you guys want to listen to explicit music, I think it's after 10, or is it after 11?
I feel like it's after 10.
After 10. You know, that's when you gotta go. Anyway, this is WMFO Medford, and we're gonna play you out with one more song. What's it gonna be, Trisha?
What's the song that we're playing?
Well, we
I forgot about the fact that,
playing.
You know, it has to
do
be
a
like
long song.
A 4 minute song. Do you
we should
know?
Do like a
I feel like something
song.
By.
Let's do Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven. Okay, then.
I'm not even lying. I'm just
Are you
doing
literally
it.
Putting it down?
Yeah.
I don't know what album this is. Is it on the playlist?
Yeah, I just put it there.
Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. Yeah, so we hope you
I
have.
I feel like I love that that's the automatic song you think of when you think of a really long song, is everyone just thinks of Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Well, I kind
of
think
of Stairway to Heaven.
What?
You know that band is so huge now. Greta Van Fleet, they sound like them. And I knew about them before they were famous because my uncle told me about them.
Well.
But yeah.
No one will believe you. Actually, I know you do.
That's like I knew Sweater Weather before it was like a huge thing. And I was like, everyone, I know this song.
We promise she doesn't
I'm
say
so
this about
cool.
every song. Oh, okay. By the way, before we play Stairway to Heaven, I wanted to say that when I think of a really long song, I actually think of Oasis. I think of Champagne Supernova by Oasis,
song.
Which is like 6 minutes.
I think of Jesus of Suburbia by
Green Day.
Green Day.
Yes. Long songs.
Yeah, we can't play that one.
I think of
by
LCD Sound System. That one that's long, the one Losing My Edge. I really like that song. I played it.
Oh, there's this
once
also really long song by The Verb. It's like,
oh, what's it? Yeah,
yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but it's on their like album that has the Bittersweet Symphony song.
We don't even have enough time to play a long song. We're gonna play a part of Stairway.
Okay, also, we just want to thank you. We had so much fun coming back.
We had
to
so
our
much
show.
Fun. Yeah, we just can't stop talking. Hi,
Stairway to Heaven.
Here yeah,
you go.
Here's like a couple minutes of Stairway to Heaven.
You got the intro. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's just that's all you really need in your life. Okay,
bye.
Goodbye.
Get what she came.